This is Tim Childs welcoming you to this new edition of A Word Between Friends and Gospel Gazette Online. The battle between those who believe in the Bible account of creation and supporters of evolutionary doctrine rages on. So, how do we account for the beginning of the material universe? How do we explain the origin of man to our children or any other person who might ask? Are we here by some stroke of luck, without any forethought, without any purpose of being? Was it merely blind chance that has brought us to this day and age? Someone has made an excellent point using a box of cereal, alphabet cereal. Suppose for a moment you hurriedly left for work in the morning and came home in the evening to find a box of alphabet cereal knocked over with alphabet cereal strewn across the kitchen floor. But as you look closer to your wondering eyes, you see that your name and address is spelled out perfectly on the floor. Then comes the question pertaining to cause. How did this happen? Friend, among the list of possible solutions, would you suggest that your cat, during the course of the day, had knocked the cereal off the counter? That it was a matter of sheer chance? Isn't it just as reasonable to conclude that the pet knocked over the box of cereal, causing the letters to perfectly form your name and address, as it is to conclude that our bodies, with its fascinating and intricate systems, just accidentally came into existence without any forethought, design, or plan of an infinite mind? Additionally, consider this. Was there ever a house built for man's dwelling that had no architect, no planner, no builder? How many years would it take for a house, just like the house that you currently live in, to come into existence without at least one person's mind being involved in the process? We would understand that time, to whatever extent or degree, is not the magical element that springs forth a house. Time is not a rational object. Further, time does not improve the state of matter, but rather works toward its dissolution. Isn't it just as reasonable to conclude that your current residence could have come into being without any help from an intelligent source, as it is to conclude that the universe, with the sun, moon, stars, and the earth, came into being without an intelligent, purposeful mind behind it? Reflect with me upon what the writer to the Hebrew Christians penned in Hebrews 3, verses 3 and 4. For this man, speaking of Jesus the Christ, was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. In just a moment, I'd like to read from Psalm 8. But before I go there to read, let me just say this. In this text of Psalm 8, the psalmist's attention is focused on a number of things. For instance, the Lord God, who is the creator of all things within this material universe. The transcending glory of the Creator above all which He created. Man, mortal, feeble man, made of dust, being the object of God's love, care, and watchful eye. Man's place, assigned by God as he was made lower than the angels, but yet crowned with glory, honor, and set above all the works that God had made, having dominion over them. Friend, without the aid of modern scientific information, all of these things were written by men who were directed by God in what they were to write. The things that are recorded centuries and even thousands of years before are so true to life and real scientific findings. In contrast, in what scientific laboratory has it been discovered that lifeless matter produces life? Where has it been discovered that emotionless matter produces emotion, such as you and I have? Where has it been found and proven that unintelligent matter produces an object having intelligence? Just as there are modern-day scientists who have been found to have an agenda with their records and supposed findings about global warming, So it is that there are haters of God who have an agenda. Men who pretend to be unbiased, fair-minded men who want you to believe what is actually a bigger miracle, if you will, than it is to simply believe what God says in the Holy Scriptures. Let us turn then to Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And then let us think about Psalm 19, 1 through 3. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. By their very presence in the universe, there is a vital message being communicated to every living person, every day and every night, in every language and dialect, in every generation, until time as we know it shall end. Until next time, this is Tim Childs wishing you God's blessings, my friend.